This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The legislature is sending a bill to equalize property taxes to support local school districts to the governor's desk. That is after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled on Monday that lawmakers can raise school district property taxes gradually, an increase many residents already approved when they voted to be exempt from Tabor's tax revenue limits. It will increase local funding for schools by roughly $100 million per year for the next several years. A group of Jefferson County School District preschool teachers are petitioning to join a district union. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Non-licensed preschool staff say they don't feel valued as the district hires younger staff with college degrees and pushes aside those with years of experience. Morgan Cantor is a preschool director at Kiffin Elementary, whose job will disappear. She says veteran non-licensed teachers must train their replacements.
We would just like a voice. We would like to be able to be heard when it comes to the education of our earliest learners.
The district says the school board may prepare a resolution on the matter next week, followed by a union vote. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Early rising stargazers will be in luck tomorrow morning, starting around 3:45 a.m. A total lunar eclipse will be visible in Colorado skies. The eclipse will peak at 5:18 a.m. Those who brave the early wake-up call will be able to see the Earth's shadow move across a full moon if there is a clear sky. Denver's at 71 degrees right now. This is CPR News.